علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guidance to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 31st letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, where he has mentioned very important points that can be used by people who have leadership roles. And in the previous sessions, we discussed about the fact that the heart needs to be attentive. The heart needs to have insight. The heart needs to have awareness, it has to be warned, and all of these different things. Generally, to have a heart that can take up the leadership role. But for that to happen, there are certain preliminaries. One of them, as we said, is that a person needs to keep a specific time for learning and increasing his ma'rifah and knowledge about Islam. Another thing that we discussed about in the previous session is to keep time to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, today we're going to discuss more about this issue that in order for the heart to become prepared for leadership roles and for managerial positions, one of the important things is to find time in your day-to-day activities to spend time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remember Him, because this is something very important. Why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. In Surah Ash-Shura. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He guides that one who turns to Him, who always turns to Him. This is such an important point, you know, because in a leadership position as a manager, you need guidance at different levels in your relationship with others, with your co-partners, with your co-workers, with, those above you, those below you, your family, and so many people. In every step of your life, you need that guidance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, He guides the one who turns to Him. who spends some time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by remembering him. You see, this is where a person, for example, cries, weeps, you know, entreats Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These moments are very important to give light to the heart, so that it can, you know, with the ma'rifah that it learns, as I said, the first thing we were talking about was the ma'rifah. You need to increase your knowledge. The knowledge together coupled with this dua and this attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can make wonders. And we are told in the Quran that, you know, there you should allocate certain times to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the times that are very encouraged are the times of subh, the early morning times, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, when talks about the Quran, he says that inna Quran al-fajri kana mashhuda, that verily that Quran that is recited at fajr times, at the early morning times, it is mashhud, it is witnessed. That means it has a very powerful effect. Of course, Quran being one of those aspects of attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because one of the names of the Quran is dhikr, basically, remembrance. So this is one aspect, that you one time, for example, the fajr or the subh time, as we say. And also before the subh time, and after that also a few moments, these are very, very precious moments to have that remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when it comes to allocating specific time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remember that Allah does not need our remembrance, but it is us that grow with that remembrance. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا جَلِيسُ مَنْ ذَكَرَنِي, I am sitting right next to the one who remembers me. You see, when a person is alone and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he immediately is there for him. He's there as a companion. And he guides. He's not just a companion who just doesn't do anything. Look, if you are next to the sun, it will warm you, right? If you are next to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he can transform your whole being, isn't it? So, and this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's role in guiding us at different levels. That specific moment in the morning plays a very strong role. And that is why, especially before Fajr, when it is Salatul Layl time, or we can say Qiyamul Layl, is very important. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran also says, A'udhu billahi minashaitanir rajim, Qum al-layla illa qaleela, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qaleelan, aw zid alayhi warattil al-Qur'ana tartila. In these verses of Surah Muzammil, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that allocate some time in the middle of the night or to spend time with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to remember Allah. In the riwayat, we have got before the Salatul Fajr time, before the morning prayers time. That is a very, very blessed time. If a person can, you know, wake up a bit early, just 15, 20 minutes before, and spend that time. And we don't necessarily mean at that time you specifically do certain actions as such, like prayers. You can do that. That's very beautiful and wonderful. But even spending time to think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thank Him for what He has done for you in your life and asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and of course reciting the different mustahabbat, the prayers that are there at that time, these play a very powerful role, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same surah says, إِنَّ لَكَ فِي النَّهَارِ صَبْحًا طَوِيلًا, in the daytime you have a lot of activities, a lot of work, you need to have you need to have packed your bag with a lot of attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that in your daytime you can have a smooth and guided lifestyle. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه